For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kevin Reed here with freshman Braden Williams. And Braden, as a freshman, you've got quite a bit of playing time. Talk about stepping up from the high school level to the Northern Sun in Division II.
It's definitely a bigger difference from high school. I'd say it's a lot more physical. All the guards are a lot bigger, faster, stronger. Same with the bigs. And everyone shoots at a high percentage. So it's a tough league to play in, but it's also really fun.
And as you've been playing more, as you've gone through the season, have you found things moving, you know, the game slowing down a little bit for you and you're able to make, you know, better plays? How's that working for you?
Yeah, for sure. I've definitely grown throughout the season already. I feel like just being able to take a step back, slow down, and understand the situations and certain points in time of the game. And so I thought it's been really well.
There have been some injuries early on, so maybe the continuity isn't quite what it needed to be with the team. But now that RJ and John have found their way back, are you finding that the chemistry on the floor is coming together?
Yeah, for sure. They definitely helped a lot when they were out. I mean, you could definitely see we were struggling a little bit with offensively and defensively. And they're both probably our top leading rebounders, so we were giving up a lot of offensive rebounds when they were out too. So having them back is helping us a lot. And they draw doubles to kick out to shooters, and we got some really good shooters as well.
And how much has Momo Kone helped, being a fifth-year graduate student and the other guard on the team? How's he helped you?
They've helped me a lot. They've just helped me grow a lot, understand the game a lot more, and especially build up my confidence. I mean, as a freshman, sometimes you don't have a lot of confidence coming in, but, I mean, they're just always encouraging you, always being there for you.
Tell us about how you made the decision to come to Bemidji State.
I guess I just came and took a visit up here, and it felt like home. I love the coaches, love the players. I got to meet a lot of them. And then I came up for an official visit, and that was really kind of when it sold it for me, because it was just like, I want to be here. I like the players, and I just loved it up here.
Take us back to your high school days in Owatonna. Any memories that stick out to you from your time in high school?
Probably going back-to-back to the state tournament was big. Not a whole lot of teams get to do that. So I would just say that was fun. My biggest one was definitely playing in the Target Center, even though we lost. But, yeah, it was just an experience.
I know you haven't been here long, but other than basketball, have you been able to get into any other activities on campus here at Bemidji?
Nope.
That's pretty much it, basketball. As far as your athletic time, obviously you played basketball in high school. Did you play any other sports?
I was also a cross-country runner.
Really? Cross-country? How did that help at all with basketball? Did it, or did you just enjoy running?
It definitely helped. I don't really enjoy running, but, I mean, it helped me stay in shape a lot, and I was just ready to go for basketball season by the time cross-country season was over.
Well, Braden, thanks for your time, and good luck.
Thank you.